The only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy in life is to not become a saint. Leon Bloy. Welcome to the Everyday Saints Podcast, where we learn about the saints as we strive to become saints. I'm Paul, and in our last episode, where we wished Pope Francis a happy birthday, we noted that when the then Jorge Bergoglio was elected Pope in 2013, much was made of the firsts surrounding his papacy. He was the first Jesuit ever elected, the first Pope from Latin America, the first from the Western Hemisphere, and the first to take the name Francis. While most people know these little bits of papal trivia, there's considerably more to be found over the 2,000-year history of the Church. So today we're going to share just a few trivia items that could someday help you win on Jeopardy. First of all, the word Pope itself simply means father, which is why in Italian, he's called Papa. Pope Pius V started the tradition of popes wearing white because it was the color of his Dominican habit and he didn't want to change it. Prior to this, popes had mostly worn red, like cardinals do today. The famous Sistine Chapel is named after the pope who built it, Sixtus IV. He also established the Vatican archives. The first pope to travel by airplane was Pope Paul VI. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI does not have a license to drive a car, but he does have a license to fly a helicopter. And he was also the first pope to use Twitter. While all popes today change their name upon election, the first pope to do so was named Mercurius in 533. He was named after the Roman god Mercury, and felt it inappropriate to keep that pagan name as Pope. He chose the name John II. Now, while it's generally held that the longest reigning Pope was St. Peter, since we're not 100% sure of his date of death, officially the longest reigning Pope was Pius IX. His papacy lasted for 31 years, from 1846 to 1878. Four popes have had the honor of being known as the Great: St. Leo the Great, St. Gregory the Great, St. Nicholas the Great, and St. John Paul the Great. By contrast, four popes have the dubious honor of being named in Dante's Inferno: Anastasius II in the third circle, and Nicholas III, Boniface VIII, and Clement V in the eighth circle. Pope John Paul II was fluent in 9 languages: Polish, Latin, Ancient Greek, Italian, French, German, English, Spanish, and Portuguese. As we all know, the first pope was St. Peter. And since his death around 64 AD, no subsequent pope has ever chosen the name Peter. In fact, 2 men who were named pope had the name Peter at birth, and took different names when they became pope. They were John XIV in 983 and Sergius IV in 1009. The practice of using white smoke to announce the election of a pope started in 1914. Prior to that, bells were rung, and they still are, and cannons were fired. As we discussed in an earlier episode, Pope Pius XII has been criticized for not speaking out more forcefully against Hitler. However, he supervised a network that rescued 860,000 Jewish lives, more than all of the various international agencies combined. If you become Pope, you have about a 1 in 3 chance of becoming a saint and being featured on this podcast. Of the 266 popes, 84 are saints. Not all of the papal trivia is serious in nature either. For example, if you're awarded one of the five orders of knighthood by the Pope, the Knights of Malta, for example, you're officially allowed to enter St. Peter's Basilica on horseback. Popes will typically exchange gifts with visiting dignitaries and receive a gift in return. Perhaps the most uneven exchange ever occurred when U.S. President Lyndon Johnson visited St. Paul VI just before Christmas 1967. The Pope gave Johnson a beautiful 15th century painting, while the President gave the Pope a foot-high bronze bust of Johnson's own head. I assume that that didn't make it into the Vatican Museum. We know that popes often wade into the culture wars, sometimes in surprising ways. In 2000, amid claims that Pokemon was the work of the devil, John Paul II gave the popular show and game his blessing, saying Pokemon was, quote, full of inventive imagination with no harmful moral side effects, end quote. It's good publicity to be endorsed by the Pope. Finally today, for any of you hoping to one day be Pope, know that by canon law, you do not have to be a cardinal to be chosen. You don't even have to be a priest, though you would be made a bishop before officially taking office, since you would also be the Bishop of Rome. Any baptized Catholic male can be elected Pope, though the last non-priest elected was Leo X in 1513. So you've still got a chance. Well, that's our brief episode on papal trivia for today. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you're getting ready for Christmas. And we'll see you next time. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Everyday Saints, and that you're finding our look at the lives of the saints both informative and enlightening. If you'd like to help us continue making podcasts like this, please consider supporting us for as little as 99 cents a month by clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. It'll go a long way towards us being able to make this podcast completely ad-free. Thanks again.